morning. This is Brother Steve Fisher from Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. I will be bringing the daily devotion this week. I'd like to start out talking about John the Baptist. Just going through his life, John the Baptist had an interesting ministry. He started out rejoicing in his mother's womb, leaping for joy in his mother's womb when he heard the voice of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then he grew up in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey, and then began his ministry preaching, a voice crying in the wilderness and baptizing the people, a powerful revival coming through and preparing the way for the Lord. And that was John the Baptist's ministry, a very powerful ministry. He spoke of Christ and he spoke of his coming after him. And he pointed people to Christ. Then later, he was put in prison. And while sitting in prison, questioning whether what he preached was even true. And we know the story of how he sent some of his disciples to speak to Jesus and ask the questions. And then ended his life later on with his head brought before his enemy on a platter. And that was John the Baptist's life. Seems like, you know, towards the end of his life, he seems like he faced a lot of discouragement, even after having such a powerful ministry. And we know now, we can look back and we can look at all the prophecies leading up to him. And those kind of things, and we can see what he did and the powerful revival that he brought and his pointing to Christ. But even in spite of all that, John the Baptist faced discouragement. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, where the angel appears to Zacharias. Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. And there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and his name was Elizabeth, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And we know the rest is Zechariah's question, you know, how he should know that. And the angel said that he shouldn't be able to speak until the thing came to pass, and he was dumb and couldn't speak until the child was born. If we can think about the setting here a little bit, this is in the temple, and it says the whole multitude of the people were outside praying, and Zacharias was bringing the offering there. But also, this is about 400 years after the last prophet. And here, they hadn't had a word from God for about 400 years that we know of. And so in that time, you know, it would have been a rather dark time, and people would have come to the place where they're wondering whether this Messiah is ever going to come, and whether they're ever going to be completely delivered from their enemies. And so that's the setting where this is happening. And you can imagine the excitement or the joy or the anticipation of what's going to take place here as this angel appears before Zacharias. And just to, bring a word from the Lord after such a long period of silence and bringing a word of promise. And so we're going to kind of look through what the ministry of John the Baptist throughout this week, at least for the next couple of days, and see what we can learn from it. One of the things I thought about was, even in our day, it's now, about 2,000 years that Jesus left this earth and promised that he's going to come back again. And even now, there's many people that are asking the question, is he ever going to come again? But we have that promise, and we believe and know that he will come again, and that probably before too long. So let us stand strong, let us believe, look up, and anticipate his coming. God bless you, and we will bring some more tomorrow morning.